Florida State University musicologist Dr. Sarah Ierley says the very fact that Silent Night has been around for so long makes it a very special piece of music.
It's had an unbroken performance history since the music was written in 1818. And for musicologists studying historical traditions of songs, that is very important. Very few pieces are performed more than 20, 30, 40 years after they're written.
But it's not only the song's longevity that makes it unique. The saga of how Silent Night came to be is a fascinating story in and of itself.
In 1816, a young Catholic priest by the name of Joseph Moore wrote this poem. And 1816 was a very important time in Salzburg and the area of Austria where Moore was living.
The poem Father Moore wrote, says Ierley, was to give his parishioners just a little peace and hope in a time of ruin and despair.
It was just after the end of the Napoleonic Wars. The country was rather devastated. People were very poor, a lot of buildings had been destroyed, the infrastructure that had sustained Salzburg as a capital of the salt trade in Austria had been very disrupted. It was also, 1816 was known as the year without a summer.
A massive volcanic eruption in Indonesia the previous year now filled the skies over Europe with a pall of ash. Temperatures plummeted, crops failed, people starved. Meanwhile, Ierley says Father Moore deferred the dream of someday putting his Christmas poem to music.
He kept the poem for almost 2 years, until just before Christmas 1818, when he had been transferred to a parish in the town of Oberndorf, which was just along the Salzach River south of Salzburg. And he asked a local school teacher with whom he was friends, Franz Xaver Gruber, to compose the music. It's almost as if he had been waiting for the right chance.
In addition to creating one of the most beautiful and memorable melodies imaginable, Ierley says Gruber deliberately chose a very specific rhythmic structure for the song, a gentle, flowing, almost liquid rhythm.
It's a style of music that's appropriate for people living along the river. A lot of people in Oberndorf worked on the river as part of the salt trade, or in Italy it was associated with the seacoast, with fishermen, barge captains, gondoliers. So it has this sort of rolling sense of waves.
Father Moore wrote the original text of Silent Night in German. Years later, another priest, an Episcopal cleric, performed the English translation, and this is where the Tallahassee connection comes in.
John Freeman Young was ordained in the early 1840s, and in 1846 he traveled here to Tallahassee, and he was ordained at St. John's Episcopal, right here in downtown Tallahassee.
Bishop Young would later make his home in Tallahassee. There are many other stories associated with Silent Night. Ierley says the gentle hymn even brought a few fleeting hours of peace to a warring world.
Along the battle lines in Flanders, both on the British and on the German side, on Christmas Eve 1914, people laid down their weapons and they sang Silent Night. It was something that linked both the British and the Germans together culturally.
Since the invention of audio recording, Silent Night has been among the world's most frequently recorded songs.
Looking at records from the U.S. Copyright Office, we can see that it's been recorded or at least registered by artists over 730 times just since the 1970s.
And Ierley speculates the recorded versions of the song prior to that probably number in the thousands. So, happy anniversary, Silent Night. May you be equally as loved during your next 200 years. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.